我们要默想圣经啊，我们要对那个经节啊，把它记起来，很熟悉。
We need to meditate on the Bible and to memorize different and be memorized and be very familiar with different verses of the Bible.
所以我们再来看一下我们所要默想的这一个经节，哥罗西书三章第四节。
So let's again look at the verse that we should meditate on. Let's look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 4.
哥罗西书三章第四节
Colossians 3:4
基督是我们的生命他显现的时候你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里
When Christ who is our life appears then you will also appear with him in glory
我们都希望主耶稣再来的时候我们能够拥有一个像他一样荣耀的身体
We all hope that when Jesus comes again that we will have a glorious body just as he does
那么我们就必须要 使基督成为我们的生命
And through, by, in order to do this we need Jesus to be our life
所以我们要去思想如何使基督成为我们的生命
So we should meditate on this How can we make Christ our life
早上我提到说我们要使基督成为我们的救赎主
In the morning I mentioned that we need to make Jesus Christ our Savior
那除了这个之外呢，应该还有很大的空间来让我们去思想。
And besides this, there should be a lot of space for us to consider.
如何使基督成为我们的生命
？How can we make Christ our life？
在创世纪里头提到雅各，他曾经梦见天梯。
In Genesis, it mentions how Jacob once dreamed about a stairway to heaven.
那是在雅各他最孤单、最无助的时候，神向他显现。
And this was when Jacob was the most lonely. God appeared to him.
目的啊，神是要让雅各知道说，神跟他同在。
And the purpose was for God to show Jacob that God was with him.
那有没有梦见这个天梯，其实对雅各来讲并不是最重要的。
And whether or not Jacob was able to dream about this ladder to heaven is not most important.
因为雅各最需要的是知道神在这里，神跟他同在。
What was most important, what was Jacob most needed, was that to know that Jesus, God was with him.
所以那个天梯应该有着它特别的意义在里头。
And so the ladder of heaven should have a specific meaning to it.
到了新约时代，我们就知道那个天梯就是在预表着主耶稣。
And in the New Testament, we know that the ladder to heaven prefigures Jesus Christ.
尤其根据约翰福音第一章。那个第一章的这个后面大概五十节、五十一节那个地方主耶稣亲自讲的。
Especially in John chapter 1 and verses 40, Jesus himself said.
那这个天梯也可以预表着主耶稣的救恩。
And this ladder to heaven can also prefigure the salvation of Jesus.
那从这个天梯让我们知道，这个救恩它不是只有一个步骤。
And this salvation does not only have one step.
它是一个连续的持续在进行的一些步骤。
It is continuous and has many steps.
所以如何使基督成为我们的生命
？So how do we make Christ our life?
第一个使基督成为我们的救赎主，这是开始。
The first step is to have Jesus become our Savior.
那接下来下午我跟大家谈的是使基督成为我们的中心。
And this afternoon, I'm going to talk about putting Christ as the center of our lives.
我们人都是围绕着所谓的中心来生活。
We all have a center of our life that our life revolves around.
有时候就是所谓我们生活的目标。
These are usually our goals.
比如说有些人是以物质的丰富来成为他生活的中心。
Some people use material abundance as the center of their lives.
所以这样的人他就会很努力的来追求有更拥有更多的这个物质的丰富。
And these kinds of people will continually strive to have more material abundance.
有些人是以享乐来做他生活的中心。
Some people have pleasure as the center of their lives.
所以我们发现有些人他很会享受。
So we realize that there are some people who really know how to enjoy their lives.
有些人是以人来作为他生活的中心。
Others use other people as the center of their lives.
比如说刚拥有孩子的这个年轻的父母亲。
For example, young couples who have just had children.
这个 这个啊，这个被被啊，这个这个婴孩啊，就成为他们生活的一个中心。
Their children become the center of their lives.
啊，他们啊，在谈话当中啊，总是围绕着这个婴孩啊，来谈论。
All their conversations revolve around their children.
啊，当他们去买东西的时候，所想到要买的啊，常常是想到啊，为这个婴孩来添些什么东西。
When they go shopping, all they think about is what they should buy for their children.
哦，有些人是以身体的健康啊为他的生活中心。
Some people use their health as a center of their lives.
哦，所以在他的生活当中啊，他做的每一个事情几乎都会跟他身体的健康有关系。
So whatever they do, it will have something to do with their health.
哦，那如果要让基督成为我们的生命。
But if we want Jesus to be the center of our lives.
哦，那就要以耶稣基督成为我们生活的中心。
Then we have to have Jesus Christ as the center.
哦，因为神是一切的来源，是一切的中心。
Because God is the source of everything.
哦，所以以基督为中心，就是以神为中心。
So to have Jesus as the center of our life is the same as to have God as the center of our life.
请看哥罗西书第一章。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章十六节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 16.
十六节，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
Verse 16, for by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him.
啊，这里告诉我们，主耶稣基督是一切创造的原因跟中心。
Here it says that all things were created through him and for him.
今天我们也是为了主耶稣基督被拣选。
Today we were chosen by God for him.
我们请再看哥罗西书第三章十一节。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 3 verse 11.
十一节，在此不分希利尼人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古廷人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all.
哦，所以这里说主耶稣基督他是包括一切。
Here says Christ is all.
啊，那更伟大的是他也要住在我们众人之内。
And more wonderful is that he will live in all.
哦，所以如果我们是啊，我们要有，我们要使基督成为我们的生命。我们必须以他为中心。
So if we want Jesus to be the center of our lives, we need to revolve our lives around him.
哦，本来我们在整个宇宙当中，整个永恒里头，我们只是很微不足道的一小点。
And in all of eternity, we are merely just a single dot.
哦，但是当我们被拣选，认识了主耶稣基督之后，我们就不一样了。
But once we are chosen by God, then we are different.
哦，主耶稣基督要成为我们的生命。
Jesus Christ will be our life.
他成为我们的粮食。
He will be our daily bread.
啊，他成为我们的喜乐。
He will be our joy.
啊，他带给我们智慧，带给我们力量。
He gives us wisdom and he gives us strength.
啊，所以我们就仔细来想，那什么叫做以基督为中心？
So we should ponder upon this. What does it mean to have Jesus as the center of our lives?
啊，第一个，我们要在基督里头。
Firstly, we need to be in Jesus Christ.
啊，所以保罗说。凡是在主耶稣基督里头的，他都是新造的人。
Paul once said that whoever is in Jesus Christ, he is a new man.
哦，我们在读腓立比书的时候，有一个常常出现的字眼，就是在基督里。
In the book of Philippians, there is a phrase that commonly occurs, which is in Jesus Christ.
哦，那什么叫做在基督里
？So what does it mean to be in Jesus Christ?
啊，第一个就是生命跟他联合。
Firstly, is that our lives should be joined with His.
哦，这个就是在领受救恩的时候。让我们的生命跟主耶稣联合。
So when we receive salvation, our lives should be joined with God.
哦，第二个就是生活形态的联合。
Secondly, we need to have a
lifestyle,
a lifestyle that is worthy of God.
哦，连我们的生活都跟主耶稣来联合。
Our lifestyle needs to be joined with Jesus Christ.
哦，那再来啊，就是持守在教会里头。
And next, we need to continue within the church.
哦，因为教会就是主耶稣基督的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
哦，所以我们一个属于主耶稣的人，要归属于他的身体。
And so, if we are of Jesus Christ, we should be of His body.
哦， 一个以主耶稣为中心的人，第二个啊，要像主耶稣。
If a person wants to have Christ be their life, they must secondly be like Jesus.
哦，这样才能够达到生活的形态跟主耶稣联合。
This way, they will, their lifestyle will be joined with Jesus Christ.
哦，这就是为什么主耶稣他必须要成为婴孩，经过成长的过程，将他的一生三十几年来留给啊，来留给我们。
This is why Jesus Christ had to be born as a child on earth and live these 30 years to set an example for us.
哦，所以保罗说他是效法基督的。
So Paul says that he follows, he uses Jesus Christ as his example.
哦，所以我们要像保罗这样子来效法基督。
And so we must be like Paul and have Jesus Christ as our example.
哦，那保罗有一个目标说，我活着就是基督。
And Paul, his goal was to live for Christ.
哦，当他活着的时候，人家看到他从保罗的身上来看到主耶稣。
When Paul was living, others saw Christ through him.
哦，因为保罗他的言行，他的想法像主耶稣。
Because his lifestyle, his actions and his thoughts all were according to Jesus Christ.
哦，那要以基督为我们的中心，那我们也要凡事为了主耶稣。
If Jesus is the center of our lives, we should do everything for Jesus Christ.
哦，为了他的荣耀。
Do everything for His glory.
为了他的名。
For His name.
哦，所以我们必须要献上我们的时间，献上我们的才能。
So we should offer up our talent and our time.
哦，甚至我们为了主耶稣，我们可以忍受啊一些艰难跟困苦。
We should even be able to endure and suffer certain tribulations for Jesus Christ.
哦，如何使基督成为我们的中心？
How do we have Jesus Christ as our center?
啊，就是我们要跟他同在。
We need to be with him.
啊，在这个啊战争的时候啊，有一个人问将军说：“你想主耶稣会帮助我们吗？”
In the time of war, once someone asked another soldier, "Do you think God will help us?"
问他的将军哈 ，general.
Oh, he asked his general.
啊，因为他知道他的将军是一个有信仰的人。是一个很虔诚的基督徒。
Because he knew that his general was someone who had faith and was a good Christian.
哦，他说，你这样问问得不好，你应该问说，我们是不是站在主耶稣那一边？
The general said, "Your question is not good. You should ask, are we on the side of Jesus?"
哦，所以跟主耶稣同在，就是我们站在主耶稣那一边。
So to be with Jesus is to stand on the same side as him.
哦，我们请看。诗篇十六篇。
Let's look at Psalm 16.
诗篇十六篇第八节。
Psalm 16, verse 8.
第八节，我将神常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致动摇。
I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
好。在我们的生活当中是没有啊一般的信仰的那种偶像。
In our lives, we don't have
在我们的 face 哈。
Oh, in our face, we don't have any idols.
哦，那如何这里说将神常常摆在我面前，这是什么意思
？So here it says, "I've set the Lord always before me." What does this mean?
哦，那这是大卫的诗。
This is a Psalm of David.
哦，大卫并没有造一个像啊，说是神的像。他常常把神的像摆在他面前。
David never made an idol and set that before him and said, "This is the Lord is always before me."
哦，他是常常站在神那一边。
He always stood on the side of God.
哦，他是一个常常求问神的人。
He was one who called on the name of the Lord.
哦，他是一个常常将神邀请到他的生活里头来的人。
He constantly wanted God to be in his life.
哦，所以我们看撒母耳记上记下。有关大卫的记载，常常是记载大卫他在求问神。
So in the book of 1 Samuel, we often see that David called on the name of the Lord.
哦，这个就是大卫将神摆在面前。
And this is how he placed God always before him.
哦，一个以神为中心的人，神也会成为他生活当中的生命跟力量。
If someone puts God as the center of their life, God will always be their strength.
哦，那在生活当中，我们如何是在主耶稣里
？So how in our lives can we be in Jesus Christ？
啊，我们如何向主耶稣
？How can we face Him？
啊，我们如何来为了主耶稣
How can we do things for him?
我们如何来跟主耶稣同在？
How do we be with him?
请看马太福音第六章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音六章三十三节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
三十三节，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
在这里主耶稣说，先求神的国，神的义。
Here it says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
意思就是说，让主耶稣在我们生活当中，他是第一位，他是首位。
And this means that in everything we do, God is priority in our, is the priority in our life.
那如何在生活当中这样来执行？
And how do we act this out in our lives?
第一个，将主耶稣摆在我们的这种享乐之前。
So in order to do this, we need to set Jesus before our pleasures.
就好像在埃及的摩西。
Just as when Moses was in Egypt.
他宁可为基督来受苦，他不愿意来享受埃及的最终之乐。
He would rather suffer for God than enjoy the pleasures of Egypt.
这是一个追求享乐的一个社会。
And this is a world that prioritizes pleasure.
很多的产品就是为了让人享乐。
A lot of goods and services are for people to be able to have pleasure.
很多人很努力，为的就是让生活当中生活里头有更多的享乐。
And a lot of people live their lives in a way so that they can just enjoy their lives.
但是基督是我们的中心。
But God is the center of our lives.
我们宁可用多一点的时间来祷告，来读圣经，来参与弟兄姐妹的活动。
We would rather spend more time praying and reading the Bible and attending fellowships with the brothers and sisters.
我们宁可用多一点的时间来服侍神。
We'd rather use more time to serve God.
在这当中，虽然没有人们所享受的那一种快乐，但是有耶稣基督里头的喜乐。
Even if we don't have the pleasures of the world, we have the joy of the Lord.
快乐是有条件的。
Happiness has its limitations.
快乐是可以被夺走的。
It can be taken away.
但是在主耶稣基督里头的喜乐，这个是不能够被夺走的。
But the joy of the Lord cannot be taken away.
再来我们把主耶稣基督摆在我们的地位成功之前。
We should place Jesus Christ ahead of our status and our success.
有时候有人会挣扎着，一个基督徒能够很成功吗？
Sometimes a Christian might wonder, can Christians be successful?
是的，一个基督徒他应该成功，他应该是非常的成功。
Yes, a Christian should be very successful.
但是一个基督徒对他的事业，对他的成功，他要有一个正确的这种看法。
But a Christian should have the correct view towards his career and towards his success.
圣经里头有很多很成功的古圣徒。
In the Bible, there are many successful saints.
但是他们把神摆在这些地位之前。
But they place Jesus Christ ahead of their status and success.
这个是不会互相冲突的。
And this is not contradictory.
一个看重神的人，不等于他就是一个不成功的人。
Just because a person places emphasis on God does not mean that they will not be successful.
比如说丹尼里。
For example, Daniel.
他是在那个这么大的巴比伦帝国里头，他是国王底下三个最重要的人物。
In Babylon, where there are so many people, he was one of the three most important people to the king.
而且王看他是比其他的两个人还要高贵，还要重要。
And the king held Daniel in higher esteem than the other two.
所以在整个巴比伦帝国里头，丹尼里是除了王之外，他是一个最成功的人。
And so in Babylon, Daniel, besides the king, Daniel was the most successful person.
但是他对地位能够有一个很正确的看法。
But he had the correct view towards his status.
他把地位，他把神摆在地位的前面。
He placed God ahead of his status.
所以他能够坚持继续的三天面向耶路撒冷 来做祷告。
And because of this, he was able to continue praying to God three times a day towards Jerusalem.
神比他这个这么伟大的、这么重要的地位、这么成功的地位还要重要。
God was much more important to him than his career.
那今天，有时候我们的成功实在是万万比不上但以理。
Sometimes our success, or today our success is probably incomparable to Daniel's success.
但是我们却有时候会为了这种小小的成功，我们来牺牲了信仰，来牺牲了应该给神的时间。
But sometimes for these small successes in the world, we will give up the time that we should be spending on God.
什么叫先求神的国、神的义？
What does it mean to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness?
我们把主耶稣基督摆在我们的这种名声受欢迎之前。
We should prioritize Jesus Christ ahead of our popularity.
一个基督徒他应该是有很好的人际关系。
A Christian should have good interpersonal relationships with others.
他应该在群众当中是很受欢迎的。
He should be well-liked among other people.
他在人们当中应该是很受肯定的。
He should be well taken by other people.
这是我们一个基督徒在生活当中我们要去努力的。
And this is something that as a Christian we should strive to do.
就像亚伯拉罕他在周遭的这些人当中他被称为是尊大的王子亚伯拉罕他
Just as Abraham was considered a prince
Yeah, a noble prince
A noble prince
意思就是亚伯拉罕他是很受尊重很受欢迎的
And this showed that Abraham was highly respected among the people
今天我们不需要因为我是真耶稣教会的信徒所以我的人际关系就很差
Today, just because we are True Jesus Church members, it shouldn't mean that we have bad interpersonal relationships with others.
但是这个被欢迎要被欢迎、被接受，这有时候也是我们信仰的一个挑战。
But being accepted by others sometimes is a test of our faith.
尤其很多的年轻的弟兄姐妹他们有所谓的同侪的压力。
Especially for youth today, there is peer pressure.
但是是的，我们要跟人好好相处，要受欢迎但是这主耶稣基督是在这些之前。
So yes, we should have good interpersonal relationships, and we should be accepted by others, but we must place Jesus Christ ahead of all of these.
我们要看被耶稣肯定比被人肯定还要重要。
We should place Jesus.Accepting us higher than the people of the world accepting us.
那当然，这需要求神给我们恩惠，给我们勇气。
And to do this, of course, we must pray for courage and for grace.
再来，我们要将主耶稣摆在我们的拥有的前面。
We should place.Jesus Christ ahead of our possessions.
这样子我们才能够真的很专心的来为永生做准备。
We should place him above our all, and this is the only way we can concentrate on preparing for his second coming.
这是一个经济最重要的社会。
This is a society, economically important society.
这个经济影响了甚至经济都会影响政治。
Even the economy even affects politics.
这个家庭也常常是以经济为最重要。
And many families place the economics as very important in their.
因为有好的经济就能够有更多的拥有。
Because a good economy means more possessions.
人不但用正当的方法，甚至用不正当的方法。想要来拥有好的经济
and people will use illegal and illegal ways to have a better economy
那一个基督徒我们要先求神的国神的义
So as Christians we should seek first his kingdom and his righteousness
主耶稣基督是在我们的摆在我们的拥有的前面
Jesus Christ should be ahead of our possessions
所以在主耶稣的道理恩典里头我们来做努力。
And so we should work hard under the grace of God.
那主耶稣应许说，我们所需用的，他要赐给我们。
Jesus promised us that he will give us what we need.
哦，不是我们想要的，是我们需要的。
Not what we want, but what we need.
哦，我们想要的不一定真的对我们有好处。
Because what we want may not necessarily be good for us.
哦，啊，要使基督成为我们生活的中心。
We must put Jesus Christ as the center of our lives.
哦，那还有一样就是过着赞美神的生活。
And we do this by living a life of praise.
请看诗篇150篇。
Let's look at Psalm 150.
诗篇150篇第六节。
Psalm 150 verse 6.
第六节，凡有气息的都要赞美主，你们要赞美主。
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
一个以基督为中心的人，他就是过着一个赞美神的生活。
A person who puts Jesus as the center of their lives praises God.
赞美神的生活其实就是一个很美的生活。
A life of praising God is a beautiful life.
因为在赞美里头也包含着感谢。
Because within the praise is thanksgiving.
生活在感谢里头，这是一种祝福。
And living in thanksgiving is a blessing from God.
那为什么我们能够过着感谢赞美的生活？
So how are we able to live a life of thanksgiving and praise?
我们为了过去来感谢神，来赞美神。
We thank and praise him for our past.
过去神在我们生活当中许许多多的作为，我们感谢他。
Because God has done many works in our lives in the past, so we thank him.
他给我们信心，让我们来相信他。
He gives us faith so we can believe in him.
我们为了现在来赞美神。
We thank him for today.
现在他给我们生命。
Today he has given us life.
现在他保守我们在他的救恩里头。
Today he has kept us in his grace.
现在他赐给我们家庭。
Today he has given us families.
现在他赐给我们教会许许多多的弟兄姐妹。
Today he has given us many brothers and sisters within the church.
为了现在来赞美神。
We should praise God for today.
我们也为了将来来赞美神。
We should also thank God for the future.
我们的将来是充满着盼望，充满着潜能的。
Our future is full of hope.
跟 potential.
And potential.
今天的社会啊，大家越来越不敢预估明天。那个 estimate.
Today, fewer and fewer people are willing to predict about tomorrow.
因为很多的专家，他的预估啊，都错了。
Because many experts' predictions all were wrong.
所以人越来越不敢预估去预料明天。
So fewer and fewer people are willing to predict about tomorrow.
但是我们一个基督徒，我们充满着盼望，我们为了明天来感谢来赞美。
But because we are Christians, we are full of hope, so we can thank God for tomorrow.
我们请参考哈巴谷书。
Let's all look at the book of Habakkuk.
在旧约圣经的1101页。
The book of Habakkuk.
旧约圣经1101页，哈巴谷书第三章。
Habakkuk 3.
第三章十七节
Verse 17.
虽然无花果树不花旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中结了羊，盆内也没有牛。
17. Though the fig tree may not blossom nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail and the fields yield no food, the flock may be cut off from the fold and there be no herd in the stalls.
十八节，然而我要因神欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
18. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation.
19节，主神是我的力量，使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。
19. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and he will make me walk on my high hills.
这先知一开始啊，对眼前的事情他觉得很困惑。
In the beginning, the writer of this is worried about what he sees.
那个他眼前就是像十七节所描述的。
And what he sees is in verse 17.
因为他们离开神，所以没有得着这个神的帮助。十七节是他们当时的情况。
Because at the time the people had left God and did not seek after God, so verse 17 shows the situation of the time.
但是他们不是绝望的，不是没有将来的。
But they were not hopeless. They did not feel like they had no future.
所以十八节他的口气一转，就是为那个有潜能的将来来赞美神，来感谢神。
And so in verse 18 there is a change. He praises and thanks God for what will happen in the future.
所以我们的将来是值得感谢的，值得赞美的。
So the future is worthy to be thankful for.
所以让主耶稣基督成为我们个人的中心。
So we should place Jesus Christ as the center of our lives.
让主耶稣基督成为我们家庭的中心。
To be the center of our families.
让主耶稣基督成为我们教会的中心。
Jesus should be the center of our church.
今天我们来到这里，我们来看到很多的弟兄姐妹。
Well, today while we are here, we see many brothers and sisters.
今天我们来这里，我们来唱诗赞美神，我们来祷告。
Today while we're here, we pray and we sing hymns.
但是不要忘了，最重要的是先求他的国，他的义。
But let's not forget what's most important, which is to seek after His kingdom and His righteousness.
主耶稣基督才是我们整个敬拜、崇拜的中心。
And through this, Jesus Christ will be the center of our worship.
他成为我们整个荣耀的中心。
And He will be the center of the glory.
以主耶稣为我们的中心，不但他成为我们的生命，也让我们的生命是我们的生活是稳固的。
When Jesus Christ is the center of our lives, well, not only will He be our life, but He will be the rock of our life.
我们的生活才能够真正的成功，而没有惧怕。
And in this way, we will have success, and we will have no fear.
我们的生活常常就像遭遇到风浪一样。
Our lives are often we face storms.
如果基督是我们的中心
，Jesus Christ is our center.
他成为我们的生命。
Fears our life.
那我们在风浪当中是没有惧怕的。
In the storm, we will have no fear.
就像保罗在风浪的当中，主耶稣向他显现说：“你不要惧怕。”
Just as when Paul was in the storm, Jesus told him, "Do not fear."
所以基督成为保罗的中心。
Jesus Christ was the center of Paul's life.
所以保罗能够稳住整条船这些惊慌害怕的人们。
So Paul was able to calm down everyone else on the ship.
他不是船长，在这风浪当中，他代替了船长。
Although he was not the captain, in the storm he took the place of the captain.
也因为神的恩惠，也真的保住了整条船的人的性命。
And because of the grace of God, the lives of all the people on the ship were all secured.
这是记载在《使徒行传》二十七章里头。
This is in Acts chapter 27.
所以，这个如何让基督成为我们的生命
？So how do we make Christ our life?
希望我们继续去想。
I hope that we will continue to think about this.
如何使基督成为我们的生命
？How do we make Christ our life?
给各位一些提示。
I give you guys some hints.
你用 Christ 英文这个字的六个字母做你思考的方向。
You can use the six letters of Christ as your method of pondering.
我已经用了两个字母。
I've already used two letters.
早上 R Redeemer 救赎者。
In the morning, I talked about R, which is Redeemer.
今天中午我用 C, Center, 中心。
Today, in the afternoon, I talked about him being the center, the letter C.
还有四个字母，你尝试着去想想看。
There's four more letters. I'll let you think about it.
我们现在要来祷告。
Now we're going to pray together.
我们用二十分钟来做祷告。
We're going to pray for 20 minutes.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
让他成为我们的生命。
So that he can be the center of our lives.
他成为我们的中心。
And that he can be our life.
我们也继续为下礼拜的灵恩布道会祷告。
Let's continue to pray for the spiritual convocation next week.
我们愿意接受按手帮助祷告的，可以到前面来。
If you want to receive laying of hands, you can come to the front.
同心祷告。
Let's all pray together.